Welcome to the Awaken Engage podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jones. Episode, What Happened to This Day? Today is one of those days that just feels like it got away from me a little bit. Ever have one of those? Nothing too serious, but noticeable. I had a list of things to do, but I never looked at the list. Instead, I sort of coasted through this day, allowing whatever was in front of me to be the thing that was most important. I'm all for living in the moment, and I'm also all for living with intention. Today wasn't a bad day. In fact, it was full of fun and important connections with people and activities, meeting with a dear friend, playing and recording music, practicing for a musical offering tomorrow evening, watching my daughter play volleyball, watching my son sing in a choir performance, eating a lovely dinner with my family at one of our favorite places, walking the dog in the foothills, bookending the day by talking to my parents, riding my bike to and from events, almost never looking at my phone or computer. And I certainly left a number of tasks undone. Those tasks will still be there tomorrow, along with a few more. But if I could adjust anything about my day, it would be to rewind to the early moments when I first awoke this morning and to completely own and articulate the intention of prioritizing family, friends, rest, health today, even if it meant getting behind on work. As I look back, I can see that the seeds of this intention were there. I just didn't plant them and ground them. In just letting life happen today, I found myself sometimes wondering if I was wasting my time or missing something really important. The actual things I did and the time I spent doing those things probably wouldn't have changed much, if any at all. It's just that I would have been more fully committed, more fully conscious and aware, more present. And that matters. It matters in many ways, but pertinent to this moment is that I'm running out of time to write, and this certainly is not my best work. It is, however, the best work I can give right now, partly because of how I went about my day earlier. There were several windows where I could have been brainstorming and drafting in my head. I could have sketched something out and written a draft. But I didn't. And partially because I didn't, I'm getting a chance to reflect on how important setting intentions is in my early morning life. I'm pressing through some pretty deep fatigue at this late hour because I spent time today trying to do two things at once, or rather approaching how I met the day with two different and yet vague intentions. No shame, not even guilt, just a lesson to be learned. Listen for the intention, commit to it. Bring it into conscious awareness over and over. Let the intention point the way home. That's all I got. And it's certainly more than I thought I would have when I sat down to write. We'll see if it makes any sense when I read it and listen to it tomorrow morning. Peace.